Welcome. Welcome to the Soul Magic Podcast. And I'm your host, Jillian White, your white witch.
Sorta. Kind of.
Throughout my 20 years of teaching in the spiritual world, I have noticed that people often move through life on autopilot, going through the motions with each day passing like the other, missing the gifts, existing and not living. For this podcast, my intention is to lead you to hear the whispers of your soul and trust some messages from the stars. It is a blessed time to savor your life, to fall in love with life itself, and to embody magic with every step you take. The Harvest Goddess and Mother Gaia, we now call, send your abundance to our circle, bless us one and all. The wheel of the year is turning once more towards the first harvest of three for this blessed year. We're being graced with the bounty of food on our tables and the soil continues to flow. Just some of the beautiful reasons to be thankful this time of year. This point in the wheel of the year is the opportune time to both acknowledge what isn't working in your life and to celebrate what is working in your life. Molly Reamer says it perfectly. I'll read a little snippet from her blog. Summer is when you peek under the leaves only to discover bugs in your cabbages, whether literal or metaphorical. And it is a season in which you bask in what is growing well and what has taken root firmly, what is beautiful in the sunshine and what you can trust, taste, enjoy, and savor. In the summer, we see both weeding and harvesting, planting and tending and maintaining. We see withering. We see giving up. We see what is dying and what is thriving. This is the balance of the year. The wheel turns and turns and turns, and before we know it, we are holding a palm full of berries once more. Older, different, changed, and yet right there again. That juicy bite of summer. I love Molly Reamer. She has a way with words. I'll add a link to her post here below. Blessed Lunasa, one of the eight Sabbat rituals of the year, falls in the high summer when the crops are coming to fruition. It is the first harvest of the year and falls on August 1st. There are many rituals and folklore and traditions for this abundant day, and I will share just a few with you here. The word Lunasa refers to the sun god or solar deity Lu. Traditionally, the fields would be blessed. Offerings would be given to ensure that the crops would continue to ripen. Lunasa is also known as the Feast of Bread. Lunasa is the word lamas as well, which literally means loafmas, referring to the harvesting of the first wheat and making of bread. A time of community and family gatherings, weddings, also known as hand fastings. Lunasa marks the beginning of a noticeable descent of the sun into the darkness of winter. So it can bring some tension because the dark days of winter are coming nearer and most of the harvest is not brought in and stored away yet. So one may feel fired up and ready to get things done. Some traditional celebrations include the ritual cutting of the first grain and then the breaking of the first bread, sharing and feasting, and sometimes a fire and dancing around after. Symbols for the Sabbat would be wheat, bread, skis, ivy, grapes and corn, flowers, dried grains, and early autumn foods such as apples and sweet potatoes. There's this wonderful fair that happens early August in Ireland called the Puck Fair. It is an old tradition that predates Christianity and is believed to be a survivor of Lunasa celebrations. At the beginning of the festival, a wild goat is brought into town and crowned king. King Puck, a symbol of fertility and virility. And then a local girl is crowned queen, Queen Puck. Definitely an interesting tradition. During this time, lots of protection magic was practiced whereby horses and cattle were driven into the rivers as means of purification, as water sources are considered to be sacred. The first fruits of the harvest were traditionally offered to the divine spirits of the fields or ceremonially eaten. One custom was to take a loaf of hollowed sacred bread with a symbol of the cross on top of it. It would be broken into four pieces, which were then crumbled into the four corners of the barn as a magical protection charm. There would be traditional music playing, dancing happening, a parade, arts and crafts workshops, a horse and cattle fair, a market, storytelling, and so on. I would really love to be a witness of one of these fairs. There's so many ways to celebrate Lunasa. And one of my favorite things to do at just this time of year, actually any of the harvesting festivals, is to create a corn husk doll. Corn dolls is an indigenous peoples of North American tradition, later adopted by European settlers. Corn dolls are magical charms that were thought to protect the home, livestock, and personal wellness of the maker and their family. The corn dolls were made to be a home for the spirit of the crop. The tradition pertains to the idea that the crop of grain has a spirit that loses its home after the final harvest. And so the grain spirit is invited to be housed in the doll over the winter before being returned to the earth in the spring for the next crop. This is such a lovely tradition. Corn husk dolls tend to not have faces, and there are a number of stories explaining why. One legend is that the spirit of corn, one of the three sisters, the three sisters are the main agricultural crops of various indigenous peoples in North America, and they're winter squash, maize, which is corn, and climbing beans. So the spirit of corn, she made a doll out of her husks to entertain the children. The doll had a beautiful face and began to spend less time with the children and more time contemplating her own loveliness. As a result of her vanity, the doll's face was taken away. Always some good life lessons and folk tales. And if you're interested in creating your own doll, do sign up for my newsletter. I have a video of how to make your own corn doll, and it's in this month's newsletter. The link will be posted below. Another lovely ritual you can do for yourself is you'll go outdoors and harvest some berries for yourself, such as Saskatoon berries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, anything that's local to your area. Find a quiet grassy spot, settle down to enjoy some quality time with our beautiful Mother Gaia. You'll hold these berries in your hands and think about what they symbolize. The power of fertility in the earth, the abundance of summer, sweetness and ripeness of the world. And the fact that they have been harvested means the coming of winter will be soon upon us. And that we need to plan ahead. It's important at this time. You'll begin eating and savoring those berries, and you'll want to ask yourself these questions and reflect on your answers. I'll read them here for you. Are there things that need letting go of before you enter into this next season? Reflect on what didn't go so well. What energies do you want to leave here behind? You'll hold those berries and reflect on those answers. And the next question, what do you need to prepare for yourself and your family right now? What needs to get done? And the last question, what have you reaped, learned from this current season that you wish to carry forward? What did you do well and want to carry on with? You may want to write these thoughts down or just reflect and allow them to flow. Finish off your berries, absorbing their magic, and see yourself and life being blessed and successful. You may want to do the short guided visualization. It's another powerful way of connecting with your soul's truth. I invite you to close your eyes just for a moment and visualize what you're inviting into your life. What are you accepting into your life? Visualize it. Imagine it. Remember, if you feel it, you create it. Focus on the powerful path you're about to embark on. Sense it. Feel it. Visualize yourself as a powerful soul. Wise, confident, what does that look like? What does it feel like? Strong, confident, and whole. Visualize it, imagine it. If you feel it, you create it. So be it, and so it is. I love doing visualizations, and this is a great easy one, and it's a wonderful way of connecting with what's calling your soul and what next steps to take in your life. I hope you've been inspired to create some magic for yourself during this turning of the wheel. Months ago, we planted seeds and through the summer watched them grow. We have tended the fields in our lives and now we are blessed with abundance. The harvest has arrived. Thank you, Goddess of the Harvest, for the many gifts yet to come. Blessed be. Our circle is open, yet unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again. Blessed be, my magical souls.